Brian is the closest thing that you'll ever get to ever comparing somebody to Michael Jordan.
All right. Now, take Kobe's first 3 years, Jordan's first 3 years, and Morant's first 3 years.
Well.
Because keep in mind, Michael Jordan didn't win his first ring until he had been there for 7 years.
Yeah, but look at
Kobe won his first in the first 3 years, didn't he?
No.
Yes, he did.
But you got to look at it. Look what Mike did in his first 3 years with nobody until they got a team put around him. He was averaging 30 out the gate.
That, okay. All right. Again.
Kobe was drafted in 96.
Okay. Now,
he didn't win his first ring until 2000.
So that was
96 to the 4 years. Still compared to 7 years.
But that was Shaq's team.
That wasn't Shaq's team.
Yes, it was. When he won that first ring, that team was built around Shaq to win when they got Shaq.
Well, see, Shaq.
You had to go get the right coach.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing about it, Shaq was bigger than anybody in the league, so it wasn't really that hard.
Okay? He was the Finals MVP.
Again, nobody was going to stop Shaq. You're not going to stop the Diesel.
What you mean?
You're talking about 300-some-odd pounds.
And to be honest with you.
You must have forgot that it was a dude named Olajuwon that Shaq up in the Finals when he was a – when he was young.
I didn't forget about Olajuwon. Olajuwon was one of the baddest dudes.
So we got to throw Shaq's name in this conversation too, because he had a first exciting first 3 years.
All right.
Averaging 30 a game.
All right.
But to your credit, I mean, yeah, Ja Morant is definitely in that conversation. I would say this. Ja Morant's first 3 years were a little bit more exciting than Kobe's, were a little bit more exciting than Jordan's, almost as exciting as Derrick Rose.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to throw his name in the ring.
Hold. What you mean almost exciting as Derrick Rose? Derrick Rose is a bad dude, right?
But the first 3 years, where every time he jumped, it looked like he was about to hit his head on the top of the stadium.
Same thing with Ja. Ja can jump out of the gym at 6'2".
It's almost the same. It's a little bit different. I think Derrick Rose was a little more power. Ja Morant is a little more finesse.
Yep, and but guess what? But he gets the job done. With his power, with his finesse. Man, I've seen that dude.
Let's see. it can go either way at this point. But let's see how far it goes.
But
because
Derrick Rose won an MVP in his first 3 years.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I got to say almost as much.
No, I can't give him almost. I'm giving him
that job. He got to get that MVP, Dad.
Well, I think he's going to get it.
At the same token, all of our discussions end up at the hardware.
Well, guess what?
It ends up at the hardware.
I'm glad you said that, because I believe he's going to get the MVP. I really do. Now, let's ask the question that we talked about off air. Box office. When it comes to box office, who would you play to see? And I think 4 out of 4 said Ja Morant.
Absolutely.
Is that the 9 right there?
Absolutely. That's no question.
Yeah. We mailing that one in.
Okay.
He's definitely box off.
Okay, so what's the question then? Okay, now. And then number 2. Who's number... Okay. We agree with Ja. Who would be number 2 right now?
My number 2 is going to be Giannis.
My number 2 would be Luka.
I would take Giannis over Luka.
I would go with Luka myself.
Luka?
Yes.
Okay. How many championships Luka won?
Okay.
I pull the same cards you guys do. Now
you realize that does diminish your Ja Morant every time, your Ja Morant part of the discussion, because, like I said, all debates end with the hardware.
All right.
He does not. Ja Morant just does not have the hardware yet.
No, he doesn't. So if that's the case, then it'll be Steph number 1. If we go with the hardware issue,
first three years, Steph didn't win no MVP his first 3 years.
All right, then we're going back to Ja.
Okay, now to take all the rings, take all the hardware.
Yeah, let's forget about that.
Forget about all that.
Let's forget about all that. Right.
Forget
here.
About all that. I mean, like I said, our number 2, Ramon, you said Luka, right?
Yeah.
I would agree with that too, because I would go with him too.
You know what? I would have to. Antetokounmpo. My man, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Absolutely. Because look, the Luka, man, no question about it. He is one skilled big man.
Right.
There's no question about it. And he's a threat.
Yes.
Dangerous. No question about it. But I'm talking about that freight train, Giannis, that comes down there. Luka doesn't have the power no, he does not. When's the last time you see?
I just think that Luka just doesn't play with the aggression that Giannis play with, because if it ain't nobody that can really stop Luka if he had a downhill type of game with him.
Yeah, see, they use it different, because you got to think these guys are. Luka weighs a little bit more than Giannis. So when we talk about staying in front of a freight train, Luka does provide that also. He's a guy you don't want to get in front of when he's driving through the lane, but he's not going to dunk on you half the time. He's still going to look to facilitate, but I'm telling you, you take that charge from either one of them, you're going to feel this. You're still going to see the same flash of light. Okay?
Well, no, I would stand in front of you.
You still going to need some help getting up off the float.
Look here, I'm not standing in front of a train. I don't care what it looks like. But I'm going
to
tell you.
When you're talking about driving to the lane, Giannis train and that Luka train look almost kind of identical.
Okay, so you guys are saying that, okay, because see now, neither one of them would be my number two box office that I really want to see. All right, now, I would pay to see Giannis. I'll play to see Luka. All right. But I'm going to tell you what. I'm talking about these guys. Like we were talking about Shaq earlier. Mm-hmm. Shaq can't hit an outside shot. Okay. No. He can't hit a free throw. But he can give you 5 feet, 8 feet, 10 feet in and unstoppable under the basket. You ain't going to stop him. Okay. So that kind of discounts the whole thing because he's not, don't be looking at me like that, because he kind of all around. I'm talking about the all around player. John Morant's hit a, They were in New Orleans, right? And New Orleans spanked them that game. They got back at them last night. But I'm going to tell you what happened. It was just before the end of the quarter or half, John hit a buzzer beater, man. He had just stepped over the half-court line from the corner and dropped that dime. I said, holy smokes, dude. So John Morant got in and out. Passing skills,
so you handle that awe factor at a game.
Now I'm gonna tell you this.
Well, he also results.
And you
ain't gonna stop him even going to the basket because he's so slippery.
Okay, I'm gonna make you put Shaq back in this conversation.
Please make me do that.
You know why? John did all this in the back. Since we talking about his second year, in his first 3 years. Shaq in his second year had everybody wearing Reeboks.
What they gotta do
with everybody? You talking about he's box office? The Reeboks pump the Shaqs. He had a shoe deal blow up almost over Nike in his second year. Where's Josh shoe deal like that?
Well, okay.
People pay money to see Shaq.
I would pay no money to see Shaq.
I think in Orlando.
I don't care.
It doesn't matter because we all, either way you look at it, we all end up paying to see. Our players.
He was, he was still box office. He was big draw.
Yeah, he was a draw for some folks. But see,
especially when he put Jordan out the playoffs.
Okay, and look here, let me tell you what it is for me.
Don't you do that.
Hold on.
That was not a complete Michael Jordan.
Correct. Correct, but to the letter of the law, it is in the books.
All right, we talk about who we would pay to see. So you guys are telling me over all the stars, and let's put Jack in the conversation. Let's put him as a human player.
Trae Young belongs in that conversation. I give him that.
Okay. No, what I'm saying is the number two guy that you would pay to see. So you try to tell me
Trae Young.
Okay. Did you say Shaq? You paid to see Shaq before Trae?
We talking about today's players, though.
How did Shaq get in the conversation then?
No, because we talking about all-time box office draws, so we.
Okay.
That was two different conversations. Okay. I know what you tried. You tried to mend two conversations together. So that way you can try to win one out of two. Because those two conversations individually, you lost. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
It was almost like he was trying to, he was trying to finesse himself into one.
Uh-huh. I'm putting a jaw on you, boy. I'm putting a jaw on you. Okay.
And John,
hey, look here. I told you he was slithering. Didn't I say that?
Yeah, but one thing Shaq does was protect the paint. I'm right here.
Man,
I'm right here, Shaq.
He's wide as a freight train.
Exactly.
All you gotta do is stand there.
And he was very quick.
That ain't, it don't take skill to be 330 pounds and stand and block the, and cast a shadow on everything.
Yes. Huh? And everybody paid money to see it.
I wouldn't pay to see it.
Just like they paid money to see Kareem in that Skyhook.
Oh, all right. Now,
the Showtime era was something.
Yeah, that was something special all the way through.
All right, but
this is the conversation. This is the conversation that Ja Morant is in.
All right, okay.
I will give you that. But to be better, there's still different levels to this. He still doesn't have no MVP hardware like a Derrick Rose.
He still doesn't have no major shoe deal in his
second deal like a Shaquille O'Neal, and we.
Okay.
Kobe, Jordan, their first couple of seasons weren't as exciting, even though they ought to go. So the sky's still the limit.
Well, you know, you spend your money where you won't spend your money. I spend it where I won't spend it, and I would not pay to see Shaq.
I got somebody from back in the day that I would have loved to pay.
Who was that?
Sean Kemp, the Rain Man.
Oh, man.
Yes, I would.
Oh, yeah. I was waiting to see him before I played to see Shaq.
Who's playing today that remind you of Sean Kemp?
Who?
No, I don't see nobody.
Nobody, really? That's my point.
The closest thing to it, I might, at times, might be Zion with the way he jump off the gym.
Yeah, but I don't
trust that anymore because, yeah. I mean, of course, with health, you know, reasons, whatever. Now, at Duke, it was a different story. But I mean, Sean Kemp's in a rare class by himself. His dunks was ridiculous. He be posterizing cats, man. Like,
he said all he wanted to do was dunk over every center in the NBA.
And he did.
Yes, he did. Now,
if you was on a poster, forget it. Yeah, it's a wrap for you.
Now, guys, we up against this. This is the sports space. We gotta get to our NFL pitch, but I'm gonna throw one more out here.
Okay.
One more out here that no one's talking about. I would pay money to see.
Who is that?
Who?
Right now, I would pay money to see Donovan Mitchell. I would pay money to see Donovan, because the way Cleveland is playing right now.
Yeah.
We gotta give them their props. Cleveland is balling.
Cleveland is balling. And when you said at the beginning of the East, I believe the beginning of the season, you said, look up for Cleveland. I said, what? Mm.
Yes.
I said, I know my son, he's not on something.
Well, you know what? We're gonna look back on this maybe a month down the line. I said, well, you know, Mill did say something in existence a month ago. I said, see,
he sure did.
He said, see, Kev, I done took and told you.
One quick thing.
And do you think that Donovan Mitchell, he just hated it in Utah? I know I would have, but do you think that was the case?
I think it was a lot to do with front office, because the way they was doing things in the front office, he started not to like. And the first thing that happened was when they fired the coach. And the coach didn't deserve to get fired.
Well, it's such a thing called chemistry. We talk about that over and over and over again.
And him and Rudy Gobert didn't get along.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that was the worst. I can make the case that Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell was the worst 1-2 punch in the history of NBA.
And it should have been.
Because those guys, their pass assist ratio was, I believe, almost less than one per game. Like, they very rarely passed the ball to each other.
Mm. And you know, that's a shame. And look what they would, if they had worked together, because Utah last year, I believe they, for all the way up to the end, they had the best record in the West.
Right.
Am I right?
Right. And that's crazy, because you see like that, your two main guys, they're playing with everybody else, but they're not playing with each other.
That's right. Mira, I got to give you this. Because you never predict that the Jazz go anywhere. You said, because they're the Utah Jazz.
If fitting a square peg into a round hole was a basketball team, it would be the Utah Jazz. Nothing about them goes, it's like wearing mismatched shoes.
Yeah.
That's what they are. They look, they're probably great individually, but you try to put it together, it just does not mesh well.
And they got the ugliest centerpiece, emblem in the court too. What is that?
This is what needs to happen. Utah needs to swap mascots with New Orleans. Because New Orleans, it used to be New Orleans Jazz anyway.
Yeah,
that's
but
their
ain't no mascot anyway. But ain't no Pelicans in New Orleans. I mean, in Utah.
Yeah, but see, that, but, this, let me see how I make this work. Hey,
call me the Utah Ukes. Call me Utah Ukes.
Yo, Unk knows how I like to bring stuff home. Now, see, you take the Utah Jazz, you take the Jazz, give that back to the Orioles, because that's where it belongs. You take the Pelicans, and you take them out in Utah. Now you got the Utah Pelicans. And how does that work? Utah Pelicans are two things I don't want to see anyway. I don't want to see Utah. Utah has nothing to attract me. And I don't want to see no Pelicans. If I see a Pelican, that means a hurricane's coming.
The names itself just don't match.
I like the Pelicans board. I like the Jazz, but I don't like the name the Pelicans. I think this is a dumb. Who in charge of picking these names anyway?
I don't know. I believe a lot of cocaine is involved.
You all is Pelicans.
They hold a sweepstakes.
Oh Lord.
I don't know who that is, but yeah.
As much as y'all talk about Giannis,
yeah, okay.
I don't like Giannis as much as y'all do, because for one, he had the best team in the NBA for 2 years and won the MVP and didn't even get to the conference finals them years.
All right, well, now hold it. How many rings do
one. Giannis got one.
Is that all they got? I thought they had two.
No, that's all he got is one.
That's all is he.
Oh, okay.
But the sky's still the limit.
But
yeah, it is.
Real, like, for you to have the best record in the NBA 2 straight years and all you got out of it was the second round of the playoffs and 2 back-to-back MVP awards, that was a letdown.
Well,
I get that. I get that. However, I gotta love him, because when you think about that, look at all those other teams that didn't get it done. Look at the Phoenix Suns.
I mean,
all the years they've been good. All the years they've been to the finals.
But I mean, last year, like, they had the best record in the league last year, didn't they?
Uh-huh.
And then they got bounced out of the conference finals.
Yep.
Second round, by the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
All those years, Houston had a chance. Those James Harden years when Houston had the shot.
Couldn't get out of the second round either.
All those years, the Clippers were good. All those years, Portland had a chance. So, come on. I mean, at least they... Yeah, couple of seasons, there were letdowns, but they finally sealed the deal.
And I'm gonna tell you something else. Is Middleton back yet?
Oh, Cash Money's back.
Cash Money's back. Because guess what? Last year,
they missed him.
Of course they did. And he was underrated. Think about it. Cause Middleton, what did he bring you? Every game, he brought you over 25.
And he's a two-way player. He brought some real good defense to him.
That's exactly right. So, who's to say? But now, obviously, there's no excuse because the injury is just part of the game. We understand that. All right. But you just hope. I don't want injuries on either side. I'm going to tell you why. Because if my team beats you, all right, I want to beat you fair and square. Okay. It ain't no fun beating a limp dog. Mm-hmm. No, that's no fun at all. Bring me your best, I bring you my best, and the best team wins. I mean, that's the way it should be. Exactly.
Oh, speaking of best, before we talk about what's the best to come for these NFL picks going on, I got a couple announcements I gotta make real quick. It looks like Nebraska and Matt Rhule are going to come to an agreement to come for Matt Rhule, former Carolina Panthers head coach who got fired earlier this year. He's going to be Nebraska, the Huskers' next head coach. And Mr. Freeze is in talks to become Auburn's new head coach. Hugh Freeze is having discussions this week, and probably an official announcement made later on today or later on next week. Now, the reason why is because there have also been rumors that Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin was in line for this job, but it was also a done deal. So hopefully we'll have more on that come next week. But we're gonna shift gears. We're up against it. And man, these conversations, I love chopping up with you guys, man. This is always a blast, and it always goes by way too fast. So we're gonna fast forward a little bit. We're gonna talk about what's coming up this Sunday, these NFL picks. And I'm gonna get the elephant out the room right now. Are we mailing in the Eagles against the Packers Sunday night?
I am. Yeah.
Give me a reason to believe that Aaron Rodgers is going to walk into Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday night and pull out this W.
Who knows?
I can't give you any.
Rodgers, man. And right now,
he might have felt the uniform with
at least one of his receivers.
Did somebody say he had a bad toe or a broken toe or something?
He had a broken thumb. Broken man, thumb. You can miss me with that.
that boy Watson, him and
Christian, Rod, yeah, Christian Watson has to come along later.
They got a good connection, but that is a tough secondary to go against.
But the Eagles, they don't want, you know, just like they dropped that game, in my opinion, they shouldn't have dropped. All right. Oh man. They don't want this to happen. I think they lost their game for the season. I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles won, just ran the board after this.
Your
partner over here, he's an Eagle hater. He's
a whole NFC East hater.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you equal opportunity.
I don't like no other team besides the NFC East.
Yeah, the field is mutual, but the field is always mutual, but I also got the Eagles, and of course y'all know, fly Eagles, fly. But, okay. I don't see, when we lost to Washington, we picked up somebody in the Dominican Sue.
Now, is he scheduled to play?
And Dominican Sue does not like Aaron Rodgers. What he loves to do love more is to knock him on the ground.
He sees poke chops.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you say, Kevin?
I was going to ask him, was he scheduled to play?
With gravy.
Or Dominican Sue?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He played last week. Oh,
okay. Okay.
The mashed potatoes.
Yes. He already, Liv all Jones already got a sack on the books.
Oh, okay.
So we fixed our problems on the defenses as far as run stopping. And I don't see nothing. I don't see where Aaron Rodgers has to go with the ball where I'm confident that we can take care of. We just got to take care of ourselves on the offensive side. We need to run the ball a whole lot more. And when I say run the ball more, I do not mean run everything through an RPO. Everything does not have to be a run-pass option.
Well, get Miles Sanders involved early.
And get Miles Sanders off. I mean, get a couple of design runs with Jalen Hurts. Get Boston Scott going. I get Kevin Gainwell. All those guys will have touches before halftime.
I'd definitely be throwing on first down.
How's AJ ankle?
I'd be throwing.
AJ's fine. He was dealing with an illness that came out of Wednesday's practice, but he's a full participant.
That's a boy you don't know.
Now, Devontae Smith had a knee issue. He also was a full participant. They all gonna be full goals. They're going to be full goals. So I'm fully confident in that one. So, 9-1 Eagles hosting the Green Bay Packers. And I'll say this about the Packers. Yo, Green Bay, if and when y'all lose this game, just go ahead and sit Aaron Rodgers down for the rest of the season. It's the season is over with. It is a wash. You gotta figure out what the heck you gonna do with Jordan Love. You drafted this guy 4 years ago and he hasn't played a single snap.
Remember, they did the
same thing.
Aaron Rodgers
and Brett Favre. Well, that's true. That's true. Let me ask you a question. We touched on this earlier though. What does Green Bay's offensive line look like?
Swiss cheese.
Okay. That's why they are not going to even come close to winning this game. Do you think the Sue and the rest of that defense, were they licking their chops right now?
Yeah, I told you, he don't like Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, well, I'm trying to tell you. Aaron just hope that he's that one guy that don't get his hands on him because I think he's going to hurt him. But I don't want Sue to go overboard because, you know, the referees got their eyes on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sue, don't stump the man, okay?
Yeah, he didn't.
Go ahead, because I'm getting sick and tired of everybody. I don't wish bad. Look, I don't wish injuries on folks.
Come on, man.
Not discount. Sue,
don't listen to Bill. Don't stump
Jonathan
the man.
Jonathan Gannon?
You can body slam him, but don't stump him.
Jonathan Gannon better sick the dogs on. Yeah. We need to be a little bit more aggressive on defense anyway.
You can drag him. You can drag, but don't stomp him. All right.
Run, blitz, and run blitz.
I agree.
That needs to be the formula to win this football game. Run the ball, blitz on defense, and also run blitz on defense. We'll win this football game.
I couldn't agree with you more. And you know the problem with most teams is they don't do it. They send that the three-man rush in, or maybe even four-man, and play prevent defense. Folks, I've been saying for years, prevent defense, you are asking for a loss. You gonna lose. You ain't preventing nothing because you don't even know what's in their head.
When you see a defense like that, y'all gotta know when y'all see a defense like that, that is a perfect time to start pouring yourself a drink.
Yeah. Go to the fridge, get a snack.
Yeah,
It's over.
I ain't gonna say it's necessarily over, but you know what's gonna be coming, especially if you're rooting on the defensive side, you know what's coming next is gonna be kinda tough to watch.
Well, see,
so kinda make it easy on yourself. Take that time to pour yourself a drink.
Well, let me say, that prevent defense, right? You already know that. There are big gaps in the center of that field.
Yep.
Big gaps. I mean, you can get yourself, the quarterbacks and the smart quarterbacks, you can come back and get yourself 10, 15, 20 yards.
And that slot receiver love to see it.
Absolutely.
And defense, all you gotta do, you send five, and you take away the first, and you take away the first option, and you live and die with the rest of them.
I couldn't agree with you more. Could not agree with you more. But you go and sit three and four, guess what? Why are you even showing up? It's on the schedule, I understand.
Yeah, that's right. So speaking of showing up, do y'all think the Cleveland Browns are going to show up when Tampa Bay comes up there?
Man.
I need some help with this one because you gotta think about this. Cleveland is at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Nick Chubb, and you know, I like the Cleveland when they get that run game going. I love their running game. But I'm having problems with the Buccaneers coming into town. It's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold.
It's going to be in Cleveland's favor. But again, the Buccaneers are coming into town. Browns are 3-7. Buccaneers are 5-5. I don't see how Cleveland. I got Tampa Bay in this one. I don't see how Cleveland's gonna pull this one out. Tampa Bay is coming into form. This might be Tampa Bay's coming out party right now.
It could be.
Tampa Bay might put Cleveland on notice with this game. Tampa Bay might put the NFC on notice with this game. This might be their statement game right here.
You know, I'm tired of getting heartbroken by Cleveland. I'm really, and you know, I'm more of a Tampa Bay fan. You know, I like Brady. You know, I like him as a player. Hated the Patriots, all right? Hated it. And like a lot of teams, there are certain players that I like, even though I can't stand the team. But this is a tough one for me. Normally, I would root for Tampa Bay. But like you said, a couple of elements there. They're going into Cleveland. It's cold up there. But the dogs are wounded. And anytime you run across a wounded dog like the Cleveland Browns, you might have a problem. Okay? They gotta show. Man. I'm taking Cleveland.
I'm gonna go with the guy that got the seven rings.
You going with who?
I'm going with the guy with the guy that got the seven rings.
Yeah,
I got Tampa too.
Weather doesn't have nothing to do with nothing because he played plenty of years in New England and he done played in some of the craziest elements.
Well, that's true too. But how about the rest of the team though?
Well, keep in mind that they just came off a bye week. too. So they had enough rest.
It's gonna be cold. It's gonna be cold, but it's not Buffalo cold.
But see, this is the thing about it though. I'm thinking that Cleveland got to have a little pride in themselves.
The game might be close though.
Come on.
You said Cleveland 3-7, yes. Right?
What you expect?
They 3-7. The Bucks are 5-5. Now the Bucks definitely want to win this game and need to win this game. Cleveland ain't going nowhere. They're not making the playoffs. They need to win this game for a pride factor.
Okay, so are you saying there's a trap game maybe for Tampa?
I think so.
Check this out.
I think so.
Check this out. I want y'all to see the comparison. Tom Brady on the year, 282 completions, 427 attempts, 2,805 yards, 12 touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
Mm.
Jacoby Brissett, 213 completions to Tom Brady's 282.
Mm.
331 attempts to Tom Brady's 427. 2,398 yards, 11 touchdowns, 5 interceptions.
All right.
You take away 3 interceptions from Jacoby Brissett. These numbers ain't that far off.
Not that far.
And he was a backup.
But I'll tell you something. Let me ask you a question. Mill, going back to your point. Take Cleveland defense. If they rush 5, I mean consistently, okay, because we talk about the offensive line of Tampa Bay, right? Uh-huh. It's really not that strong. If they rush 5 consistently, they might be able to win this game.
If you give me a healthy Cleveland defense, it's just as good as Tampa Bay's defense.
This is what I'm talking about. And let's go back to the offensive line on Tampa Bay. All right? It's not that strong, right?
Give me Cleveland's offensive line over Tampa Bay's offensive line.
All right. That's my point there. Didn't I hear earlier in the conversation that Tampa Bay's center is out?
Yes.
He's out, right? Now, yes. You know what's really funny, guys? The least known guy and least popular guy on the field has to be your most important guy, and that's your center. If you got a weak center, you got a problem, right?
And I'm gonna throw this one out. I want to say Cleveland's going to run away with this, but I'm still on the fence. I might swing back over to Cleveland. Because you got to think, this is also Jacoby Brissett's last game. Next week, he knows he's picking that clipboard up next week because that next week on Deshaun Watson takes over as Cleveland's starting quarterback.
Hold on. Tampa Bay's defense is the
eighth best defense in the NFL right now.
In the entire NFL?
They're number 8.
All right, look at what their offense though.
But Cleveland offense, Cleveland defense, like in the late,
what?
The pack of the 20s, late. They in the 20s.
Can barely hear you, bro.
They in the 20s.
They've been banged up. They've been going through some injuries. That's why I said a healthy Cleveland defense is just as good as Tampa Bay's.
I'm taking Cleveland this game.
I'm out of the marinade on this. See, and it's funny sometimes when you try to explain something and put an argument up there. And remember, Rev has done this a couple of times before and it made me sway my pick and it actually worked out. So who's to say, WB, that, you know, you put out an interesting argument and that might do the same thing. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So who's to say? And I'm thinking, I said, you know, and there's always an upset every week somewhere. And you'll say it could be a trap game.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a trap game for Tampa Bay, but.
Right. But it's like one of those, now you're going to have me start marinating on something like, okay, let's see how this one's going to fall.
Yeah.
Leonard Fournette is not going to play.
In a trap game now because I'm just realizing that Cleveland has the number 4 offense in the NFL. That could be problems for the number
so
defense.
You know, yeah.
I'm on.
And they got great weapons at wide receiver.
Let me get, I'm gonna get back to UWB on that particular pick. Cause now you're gonna have me torn. Cause I was strongly leaning one way. Now you throwing out arguments. What am I doing? Now you're doing the same thing.
I think I might swing towards Cleveland now.
Yeah, I am.
I don't have faith in Cleveland.
Me neither. but to the point that WB pointed out, it's like, okay, hold on. Let me
there's get the opportunity. Corner. There's opportunity here. So Cleveland.
Let me do some more research on this one.
Yeah.
17th ranked offense, Tampa Bay.
And Cleveland's number 4.
And all thing they have, all Cleveland have to do is run the ball. Run the ball behind
you. Run the ball and rush five. I'd be rushing.
If they can establish the run, they can keep Tom Brady off the field.
That's exactly right. And if they don't give Tom Brady time to throw that ball, that is the formula right there, dude.
Yeah, so they can do that. All right, so I gotta throw this one at y'all. All
right, go ahead.
Right now, I'm going with Cleveland. Cleveland over the Bucks. I'm going with Cleveland over the Bucks. That's another one I'm having trouble with.
I'm having trouble with the one he just. I said, "Dad, going to WB? What you just throwing now? You
yeah, I got it. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna throw this one at you.
I like throwing monkey riches.
The Tennessee Titans is hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. Titans are 7-3,
and the Bengals 6-5,
6-4.
And they playing in Tennessee. Man, oh man, oh man. Interesting.
Okay.
I gotta go with the Titans.
I'm going with the Titans too. I gotta get right on with King Henry.
Yeah, you know me, Team Tannehill.
Man, but that Henry though.
You ain't gotta look at me like that, Roma.
Okay, alright. What kind of season Henry's having?
Oh, he's got a monster season going on.
Yeah, him and Saquon just trucking dudes.
Now that's another jersey I would definitely get too.
Yeah, me too.
As long as Ryan Tannehill does not turn the football
over. That's
the only problem.
That's why he's not in Miami anymore. Wasn't he in Miami?
Yes, he was. And Rev gives me hell about that all the time. But guess what? Team Tannehill, Ryan, I'm on another level. Tannehill will not screw this up. Shout out to Joe Burrow, because I think he's going to have I think this might be a shootout. This game ain't going to be as easy as they say it is, because I don't trust the Titans secondary against the Cincinnati receivers. Now, is Jamar Chase going to be back?
Chase?
I'm not sure.
I think so.
I think he's on the IR for...
Gonna be out for like 6 to 8 weeks.
But you still got T Higgins. You still got Tyler Boyd. You still got some weapons there. Okay. Joe Burrow's gonna sling that thing. Joe Mixon's gotta get some runs in, but Joe Burrow's gonna sling that thing. It might be a shootout, but I'm still gonna roll with Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Now next game of we're gonna mail in the Dolphins over the Texans. Rams.
Yeah. Rev, you got a free one this time.
Nothing to see here, folks. My thoughts and prayers goes out to Lovie Smith. He's getting some of the toughest jobs in the NFL nowadays. I hope he stays employed. Davis Mills has been benched. Kyle Allen's gonna make the start. And we'll just hope he comes out this game healthy. Next up, we got the Chicago Bears. Going to the New York Jets, J-E-T.
That was going to be interesting.
We got to
talk about this one because, I don't think Justin Fields is going to play.
No, he's not. I don't think he,
Justin
I don't
Fields
think so.
Is not going to play. And Zach Wilson's not going to play.
Oh, no.
Zach Wilson has been benched for Mike White. Mike White is going to be a starting quarterback. QB2 is going to be Joe Flacco. And Zach Wilson is going to be at home.
Quarterback in Chicago.
Is it Nick Foles?
No.
Oh.
I'm gonna tell you in a second.
Boy, that's a tough one. That is a tough one for me. Who you got, Kev?
Well, that's interesting. If I had to go with one, maybe the Jets. But they've been kind of disappointing me though. I mean, after that performance like last week, you know, with 77 yards, nine for 22. Yeah, 9 for 22 for 77 yards.
That's disappointing there.
Yes.
That is definitely disappointing. Where are they playing?
They're playing in New York.
They're playing in New York.
But
Trevor
like
Siemian is starting in place of Justin Fields.
Who's there now?
Trevor Siemian.
Oh.
Give me the Jets. Give me Mike White over Trevor Siemian. Point blank, period. Now, Justin Fields is the engine that makes the Chicago offense go. Let me give you some insight on Trevor Siemian. He was in New Orleans last year. Y'all remember that?
He was in Denver too.
He started in Denver. Yeah.
Where have you seen Trevor's, where's a good highlight film of Trevor Siemian?
I haven't seen one.
Anybody?
Okay.
Hey, babe, you ever heard of Trevor Siemian?
Yeah.
We have, but
I've heard.
Your facial expression tells me everything I need to know.
Yeah, I've heard of him, but I ain't seen him.
Exactly. Give me the Jets.
As CJ always says it eloquently, has anybody seen?
somebody give me one good thing to say about Trevor Siemian.
Next.
But you know what's funny? I'm taking the Jets. That they might actually surprise some people too. So
what's that?
You know, like the no name quarterbacks. I mean, they didn't have much tape on, you know, since we haven't seen them, you know, successfully.
Who was it that had the no name defense? Was that Chicago? Somebody had the no name defense one time.
Oh man.
I'm trying to think of who that was.
I honestly
don't remember the moment.
I don't want to say because in fear of my life, I don't want to say.
So, were you hitting around by the Cowboys?
No.
Okay. All right.
Because yeah, because it was a point in time where certain teams just didn't have a mascot. They just called themselves a football team. Speaking of, I do have them over the Falcons this week. Roman, you ain't got to look at me like that, bro. I'm not saying nothing bad.
Oh, you talking about the Commanders? Well, see, I would tell you something. I wouldn't be surprised if the Commanders did win because, like I said, folks.
I'm scared of Atlanta's running game.
Daniel Snyder, it hasn't been officially.
But we have been playing good D. But you can't plan for some of the things that Cordell Patterson does.
Now,
I wish
making no excuses because I got us winning this game.
I do too.
I wish CJ was on this show because remember last week when I said that the Falcons was going to win that game, it was because of Cordell Patterson and their quarterback, and CJ tried to roast me and said you got anything else? I said that's all Atlanta needs.
But you got to think.
Everybody else picked against Atlanta, but Atlanta won that game on the back of Cordell Patterson.
Yeah. That's why CG, that's why he ducked the show today. Tell him I say so.
Oh,
and the guy with no team, CJ.
You get Chase Young back.
And that running game y'all got. See, y'all beat the number one team in the league who runs the RPO game. So y'all should not have no problems taking care of Atlanta's RPO game.
The only thing I'm mildly concerned about is I hope we don't look too far ahead because we got the Giants next week too. That's another thing to keep in mind because we have a success. We're on a winning streak now. And here's the interesting caveat to it. Let's say if we do win, imagine this, the last place team will have 7 wins. Now, what do you think about that? think about that for a second.
It's just the way the stars are lined up. You have a defense. Washington has a defense that can stop RPOs. We call spades on here. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. They can stop the RPO game. Not a lot of defenses can do that. Now you're running into a...
Oh, the offense, you know that.
You're running into a situation y'all are running into all the RPO defenses.
All right.
I mean, RPO offenses. Yeah. Y'all run into all of them, so everything is setting up for y'all to pull these wins out.
Well, you know, the Commanders, this might shock you. I'm going to pick them this week. Now, I'm going to tell you what. Let me tell you what. I keep saying this over and over and over again, and perhaps some of you guys will agree with me on some level here. Chemistry is everything, and I believe the best thing that could have happened to Commanders was the ouster. And he's not out of the door yet, but he's got one foot out, and getting ready to get pushed out, Snyder. And I'm telling you, the whole atmosphere there has to change some for the better. And I think that has a lot to do with it. I mean, can you imagine? Now, all of us had jobs we hated, right?
Right.
We had jobs that we hated. I'm telling you right now. And we did perform our best on those jobs because we hated the job. Conversely, you had jobs that you may have liked. And you did your best. You even got there on time. You prepared for it or whatever it is. Daniel Snyder was toxic.
Yes.
Is toxic.
Yes.
Right? So the best thing that could have happened to the Commanders was that they ousted him, right? Because keep in mind, before the name change, he was thoroughly against that. Before the name change.
Then he was against a spoiled rich brat. He was against anything that somebody tried to force him to do.
Well, guess
whether
what?
Whether he liked it or not, he didn't like the fact that someone else told him to do it.
Hey, that's the way those billionaires are.
That's all this was.
Yeah.
He don't care what you call it. He don't care what you call the team. He didn't even like Washington. He just saw an NFL team that he can back.
It was a toy. It was a toy for him. I agree with you 1,000%.
That's all it boils down. It was all about the money, the fame, the resume.
That's right.
He was an NFL football owner.
That's the arrogance of most billionaires, man.
There's no way this team
cutthroat, don't care. Oh, I hurt your feelings. Ooh, get over it. That's the mentality of those guys.
See, this is the thing. It's like when you buy a house and you don't care how the backyard looks. that's what Dan Snyder owning the Washington Commanders is. When you buy a house, and you don't care how the yard looks.
Yeah.
You know you got a house.
So basically what you're saying, Mel, is the backyard is toxic, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Well, if you don't take care of that backyard, everything's gonna carry over into the house and it's gonna carry into the front yard. Eventually, everybody's going to see it.
And not only that, it's going to depreciate the value in the neighborhood too.
Well, not only that, that's going to inside and you're allowing mold to fester. And so the Commanders, they've been molded for a while, okay? And everybody in the house was sick.
Yes. Now the community has had enough. They said either you renovate or you get the hell out of our neighborhood.
Exactly.
He refused to renovate, so now he has to get out the neighborhood, and someone else has to come in.
And then try to get slick. He wanted.
Now, when I say renovate, I mean clean house, but you still keep some things around. Now, yeah. I asked you guys this: the renovations are going to come. Are you comfortable? What pieces would you like to see stay, and what pieces would you like to see go?
As far as like position wise,
yes.
Say quarterback per se.
I'm talking about from the general manager on down.
I think we need to like